Dubai Eye
103.8.
So, if you could send a secret shopper to any store, shop or office in Dubai, where would it be and why? We've been asking you.
I would actually want to know the original prices of items that they put on sale. I would like to trace the journey of those items, trying to find out what the actual price is and whether there is a genuine discount when these items are finally put on sale.
I probably like to do it in some of the clothing stores to check on the staff, particularly the ones where they kind of follow you around as if you're about to steal something, because that really bothers me.
I would love to have someone go into the five-star hotels, right, and into some of the jewellery shops, high-end shops, have a look at things, but then complain that the background ambient music has affected the decisions and they've decided to go to a mall instead.
Just a few opinions from some of our colleagues down here at Dubai I-103.8 and Arabian Radio Network. Over to your thoughts and opinions now. 4001, where would you like to send a secret shopper? Let's talk now to an individual who does exactly that. Amani Erekat is General Manager at SISA, CISA Marketing here in the region. Joins us live on the line. Now, Amani, thank you very much indeed for being with us.
Thank you for your call.
Now, listen, the role of a secret shopper when it comes to customer service, how important a role is that? And I understand it's a tool that you utilize within the company.
Of course, yeah. At CISA Marketing, we like mainly focus on mystery shopping because it's a very important marketing tool to let the managers of any business identify the weaknesses, the nature of the customer experience. And it also gives like a comprehensive idea of what's happening within the business from a customer point of view.
In terms of what we find from secret shoppers and other other tools when it comes to getting to the work floor, getting to the shop floor as well, does that give us real insight into where things can be bettered?
Of course, because what we do is we send real people, like the journey or the questionnaire, the survey that we design is based on the real customer experience. So it's not only based on the standards that the client gives us, it covers the whole customer journey from the time they step in till the time they pay their bill and leave the store. And it includes everything, which is the grooming of the staff, could be the cleanliness, the music, the temperature, the cross-selling techniques, the upselling techniques, everything that the customer really goes through. And also at the end of the report, the mystery shopper usually gives his input of what he thinks could be or could have been done better to make a better customer experience.
You and all the team at CISA Marketing provide market research and customer service experts. You've deployed mystery shoppers in a variety of different fields as well. You've also been able to come up with some really interesting statistics. 68% of customers leave because of poor staff attitudes and behaviour. 14% poor a range of quality goods. 98% of customers who leave you do so without complaint and typically tell 10 others of their
right.
dissatisfaction. So that is the power of word of mouth, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah. It's not only that, like they tell 10 other customers. Now with the social media and everything they write online, like millions of people get the opinion. I'm one of the people who go through the reviews of the other people before I decide to go for a certain hotel or a restaurant. So the word of mouth is really important nowadays, especially with the high competition in the market. I mean, if you're not going to go to this Indian restaurant, for example, you have another 100 restaurants and they're offering almost the same range of products, services, and the prices are almost the same. So what makes you decide to go somewhere is the customer service.
Okay, let's talk about some of that market research, something that you and your team are experts in. Based on the numbers that you see, the statistics that are put in front of you, and what your secret shoppers have been telling you, is customer service getting better or worse at the moment?
Well, obviously, in Dubai, it is getting better, especially that Sheikh Mohammed is really raising the bar of the customer service and the standards he's expecting the city to meet. So it is obviously getting better.
What is this industry specific? I mentioned that you've conducted research in a variety of different industries, food and beverage, tourism and leisure outlets, retail stores, amongst more. Does it depend on industry?
Not really. It depends on the like how much does the organization invest in the training and the on customer satisfaction.
In terms of what retailers and service providers need to do, in your opinion, to raise their bar, what advice would you have for they?
Of course, training comes as number one. Mystery shopping is a very good tool to measure the customer satisfaction and should be done on a regular basis. So it's not only to do it one time and see where do we stand. It has to be done on a regular basis to check, are we like really improving customer service? Are we is there any weaknesses that we need to work on? What is the real customer opinion? And it's also important for mystery shopping companies to use different people from different backgrounds, different age groups, different nationalities. Because, you know, Dubai is a big mix of nationalities and backgrounds.
In terms of the experiences, and I'm sure you can't name names, as it were, but are there any certain experiences from your secret shoppers that have left you lost for words?
Yes. We had this experience like a year ago, where the mystery shopper was one of my full-time employees. I'm sure you know, like most of the mystery shoppers, they work on part-time basis. But my staff, they usually go to assess the certain stores or restaurants before we send the mystery shoppers, for us to know how does the experience go before we train our mystery shoppers. So what happened, one of my staff went to this retail store, and then the staff were looking down at him. They underestimated him, and they were like telling him, this is very expensive, it's not for you. So because he needed to do the job, of course, if he's a real customer, he would have less. Mm. But because he needed to do the job, he insisted on buying the product. And then the staff gave him the product without a receipt. He insisted on taking the receipt, and then the staff took the item back and told him, go away, we don't want to sell you anything.
Wow.
So that was really, I didn't know how to tell this to the customer, but at the end it was like our duty to tell the customer what's happening in their stores, and we told them about it.
Amanda, I just want to get your thoughts on Sheikh Mohammed's latest initiative. I mean, obviously he has called out long queues, poor customer service at one government service. What were your reactions to the tweets as they came out yesterday?
Well, I wasn't shocked, to be honest, but I was really happy that Sheikh Mohammed is really sending secret shoppers to the government sector. And obviously, I think people need to work on improving the customer service. If they're like mostly like workers who go to the post office, it doesn't mean we don't need to improve the customer service in these locations. There are lots of, things that could be done to improve the customer service or to lessen the queues or the wait time of the people. And it's not only going to like save time for the customer, it's going to save time for the organization. And saving time means saving money. For example, I was thinking about like, why don't they automate the whole process of like collecting the Emirates IDs? That would be a very good idea. Instead of queuing and stuff like that, they could put vending machines and barcodes and people just scan it and get it. Or they could also like make the handing over the Emirates ID happen in the Emirates ID centers themselves. So there are lots of solutions to like minimizing the wait time of the customer and improving the customer service. And it's really good to see the leaders of the country doing this to ensure the satisfaction of the residents and the customers of the government sector. We don't really see this happening in lots of countries. So I was really impressed.
Yeah, no, it is impressive. We've seen this in the past. We've seen surprise visits by His Highness to other departments, other government services and divisions. We've seen significant changes in those. Are you optimistic that we'll see changes and improvements in a number of services, not just at MPOST, but at other areas?
Yes, of course. And I know for real, they're sending, like, we work with lots of government sector departments as well. And we know they have also, His Highness Sheikh Mohammed has his own secret shoppers as well. So we will definitely see an improvement in the customer service in all departments, including the government sector.
Amani Irakat, General Manager at CISA Marketing. Really appreciate your time this morning. Thanks very much indeed, and keep up the great work with the secret shoppers and all.
Thank you so much for your call. Have a good day.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.